This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, hey, hey. All you Wahoos out there are probably feeling a whole lot better after the big win in Pittsburgh on Saturday night. Game ran late, but we'll take it, right, Hobbo?
Absolutely. And I think it's a great tribute to the coaches and the players, you know, coming off that off week. Obviously, the North Carolina game was, let's say, at least
disappointing.
Call it disappointing. That's a good description. But, you know, rather than quit, obviously they redoubled their efforts. They came back and played with a lot of effort. And it's really cool when a team plays hard with a lot of effort and gets the W. So I'm sure they're reinvigorated at this stage for the final three games.
And the offensive line, both Brian Stevens and Ty Furnish magically were able to play at center and right guard. And suddenly they found a running game.
Yeah. And Xavier Brown had a terrific game.
And well, Kobe had some nice runs. But
well, Brown caught a touchdown pass, too. So
Brown's a player.
He's
I don't know
they
why
call
been
him
holding
skilled
him
players. He has skill.
I don't know why they've been holding him back. I think he should be getting the ball every other play.
Yeah, give him the pig, baby. Let him run with the pig.
Let him go.
Hey, who's on the show tonight? We got somebody on the line right now.
We have a huge show. We got Jeff McDonald, former UVA offensive lineman, all-around great guy, and a proud sponsor of Who's Talking. We've got Dr. O, Kwadwo Owusu-Achau, at the second segment, give us the Ortho Virginia injury report. And then later in the show, we got your old buddy, Bambi on Ice, Dan Bonner.
Yeah, it's we're at that transition stage. Matter of fact, basketball game at JPJ tips tonight at 7 o'clock against Coppin State. Hobbo made a decision, an executive decision, to be here and not go to the game. I just thought...
Painful.
Well, you know, I didn't want my boy Bonner to be on without Hobbo here to ask him a couple of tough questions.
You were just afraid Linda would be lonely.
Well, that's true, too. You know, plus, you know, about 7:30, 8 o'clock is my bedtime now. You know, I'm an old man.
Yeah, stop it. You might use a CPAP machine, but you're not that old. All right. Without further ado, let's get to Jeff McDonald. Jeff, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight.
Hey, thank you, Frank. Thank you, Hobbo. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for having me back.
Always. You're always been a marvelous contributor and good insights. All right, let's talk about the O-line because they've been much maligned in recent years, and they showed up and they played some solid ball, not great. They gave up some sacks. But I tell you, on a lot of plays, they blocked every single man the way they needed to do it. And, I was every time we watch replays, I'm looking for things like this, and I felt like I was watching a different team.
Well, there's a reason for that, Frank, and it's because you were watching a different team. But first of all, I would just like to say that I absolutely loved the way Tony Elliott, who's really growing on me, the way he took the blame 100% for that North Carolina game. He said, hey, a coach has got to do better. We failed to game plan. But, hey, we all know what the truth is. The truth is we didn't have a center. I mean, not only was our starting center out, our backup center was out. Ty Furniss is our backup center, and Stevens was out. And so, they got 10 sacks. And so, well, guess what? We got this crazy bye. I say crazy because it's our second one.
Yes.
Four games bye. And we really needed it this time because, three of our starting offensive linemen, two were out. Ty Furniss had a crazy infection on his lungs but thank God he came back and was okay from that, and I think Ty Furniss had an ankle injury that kept him out against North Carolina. And Mikhail Boley, what a tough guy he is. He's been struggling with a knee injury, the bye helped those guys heal up, and they all had great games. And we all know Brian Stevens is the they're talking about him for the Remington Trophy, which is pretty cool. And
listen, when he lines up, typically at the very worst, he neutralizes a defensive tackle or a blitzing linebacker, but usually he wins that skirmish. And when your center is able to do that, there's a ripple effect. It helps the guards, it helps the tackles, and it certainly helps keeping the pocket intact, doesn't it?
Look, when Brian is healthy, no one's coming up the front. Nose guards aren't doing anything. Linebackers are doing less than nothing. No one's coming up. He's picking everybody up. He's just a tough guy, all 6'2" of them, and he's just a perfect prototype center. So they did a great job. But, we kind of had a list of things going into it that we knew we needed to have a good showing, and obviously the biggest one was we needed our offensive line healthy. We got that. We needed Calandra to get more than 160 yards, which I think is what his average was the last two games. Well, he did. It wasn't pretty all the time, but he got over 174 yards. But we had two running backs combined get over 100 yards, and they're averaging 4, 5, 6 yards a game, which is way better than the Talapapa era where we got 2, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And so, really, everybody stepped up. Offense stepped up. Defense stepped up. Special team did great. A big thing we had to do was contain their hotshot redshirt freshman quarterback. And we had to pressure him. And unfortunately, pressured him a little bit too hard. We lost Trey McDonald to a targeting call. He came in just a little too high.
That
was,
you know what? Hold on. I'm glad you brought that up. I thought that was bogus.
Yeah.
He did not make contact with the quarterback with the crown of his helmet. And
no,
I don't care what that guy in the booth said, and I don't care what that clown in the ACC replay booth phoned down to the field. That was BS. Top 10 all year. Yeah. I mean, good grief. The guy comes in there, and their quarterback went into his slide late, and the defensive players, they can't anticipate what the quarterback might do. They have to stop the runner, and that guy was a runner until he wasn't.
Well, and it's hard to stop on a dime like that. Was that the play he left the game after?
Yeah,
it is. No, and he wasn't able to come back in. And I agree with you. It's almost impossible to adjust your trajectory when somebody's at one level and then he goes down and it's like, oh, all of a sudden I'm too high. But be that as it may, he was out. We did a great job even up until that point of putting pressure on him. I think there were 7 hurries. I think that's a tie for us for the year. So we really did a good job getting after him.
They got 2 or 3 sacks, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
But you know what's even more impressive? The 7 quarterback hurries were awesome because that meant that Chico Bennett and the other end? Cam Buller.
Yeah.
They both were spinning off their men on occasion and forcing their quarterback, whether it was the starter, was it Holstein, or his replacement, Yarnell, they had to move in the pocket, which gave the Virginia linebackers and secondary a chance. And, you know, that's the recipe they've got to have the rest of the season. The other thing that people didn't talk about in the media is the Virginia defense had 8 tackles for loss. And let me tell you something. If you can make the other team deal with getting off schedule like that.
Behind the chains or behind the sticks, whatever they call it.
It changes the whole game. And, you know, I know Pittsburgh was out of sync. They started the game out of sync. And I don't know what their coaching staff is doing, because I watched the replay of the Pitt game down at SMU, and it was happening down there, and it happened against Virginia. They have lost their mojo. Whatever they had prior to these two games.
Well, you know, they were 7-0, and sometimes when you take that first loss, and maybe they just didn't give Virginia the respect they deserved. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you one thing. There was one thing, and I never played football, but I've watched a lot through the years. I've never seen that play in the fourth quarter. Golfers would call that a mulligan, you know, where Virginia
on fourth down
had the fourth down play and didn't make it. And then the refs said, hey, the refs weren't in position. We're going to do it over again. And then, of course, they picked up a big first down that led to a field goal, which stretched the lead to 5 points, which was big.
Hey, every once in a while we get a break, and thank goodness it was us getting the break and not them. I'm sure they're complaining like crazy to the league, but it just happens sometimes. I have seen that before, not in a long time, but that's not what won the game. I mean, we had Jonas Sanker, 2 tackles for a loss. He blocked a field goal. Talk about a play that people don't talk about enough.
And the long interception return.
That just long interception return, took it 45 yards to the 20-yard line, but that block kick, no matter where you are in the game, it just takes the wind, right out of their sails.
Yeah, ACC defensive back of the week for the third time.
The funny thing is Sanker had that kind of game against Louisville and would have won an award if Virginia could have found a way to hang on in that game. Now.
Yeah,
I want to talk about one thing real quick. We've got, a few minutes more with you. Here, Virginia has got to play a very tough, formidable top 10 in the nation team, Notre Dame, on their field. We've never beaten these guys. We haven't played them very often, but they're tough. They have a big line, just like Carolina. I don't think that their skill guys have shown to be all that great, but they're so big and powerful they almost don't have to. My question to you is, how does Tony Elliott and his staff get ready for such a big game? Remember, Virginia is now 5-4, 3-3. So all of a sudden there's a different mindset in the locker room. How do you get up and get ready and come up with a game plan to play such a powerful team?
Yeah. First of all, you remind them that they got beaten by who? Like Northern Illinois, the first game of the season at home, I believe.
Second game of the year.
Yeah. So these guys, you could catch them. So everybody's got a fighter's chance. But let's look at the data just from this season. We're 2-4 against ranked foes. So we got a 50-50 shot there. We're 3-1 on the road. We've been playing very well on the road. We're 3-1 on night games. I guess this is a 3:30 kickoff. This is almost a night game. We're 3-2 when trailing at a half. I'm hoping we're not trailing at the half, but it's important to be a fourth quarter team, and we've been a fourth quarter team. So, but here's the intangible that I'd like to point out to you guys. We have a quarterback that, for some reason, he just plays better on a bigger stage, and so I think we can expect the best from him and everyone around him. And let's talk about some of our world class receivers. Malachi Fields, he just passed Heath Miller in receiving. Now, he's still number 11 for all time, but I mean, we remember watching Big Money play back in the day, and it's like, holy cow, this guy's doing great. He catches everything. Well, Malachi Fields is right there with him. Young Andre Green, great young man, character guy, good role model, St. Chris guy. Had a 24-yard catch, so he pretty much catches everything they throw his way. Special teams, we're doing great on special teams. Our punter, Daniel Sparks, he has 15 career punts for over 60 yards.
He had a 66 yard. He's going to need five more down in South Bend.
Yeah, he did shank one the other night.
He did shank. You know what? But the funny thing is, even after the shank, he then redeemed himself with one of the longest punts he's had all season.
Yeah. So, you know, Jeff, the one thing, as a non-football player, but, you know, as a former athlete, I mean, the players, they obviously have to have a little confidence coming off the Pitt win, and they're going into an iconic venue. I mean, for a football player, the opportunity to play at Notre Dame Stadium has to get you fired up, I would think.
You know, it is, and I don't know if you got have you guys had the good fortune of going to a football game in South Bend?
I have not.
No, I have seen Virginia play Notre Dame in the Meadowlands.
And yeah, well, I'm gonna be there this weekend.
Wow,
meeting up with an old teammate, Ray Perkins,
wow,
and Curtis Turner.
Wow,
and they are pretty hard to beat at home. I went last year when they put a hurting on Southern California when they had Caleb Williams, and Clemson before that when they were ranked very high. So I know they're hard to beat at home, even though somebody got them early in the season. But I just feel like if everybody steps up, we can do it. Don't forget about Will Bettridge. He cracked the top 15 in career points for a Cavalier, 190, ahead of none other than Bullet Bill Dudley. So he's very consistent. And so,
yeah, but
you know,
Bullet
Bill
was a drop kicker.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, we're going to have to leave it there, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, thank you.
Jeff, thank you for a marvelous visit tonight. And we hope you have a successful trip.
Have a great trip. Bring back a W.
Bring back a damn W.
I will.
All right, we're headed to break.
Okay,
we come back on the other side. We got Dr. O from Ortho Virginia. Stay with us.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's talking tonight? A little drive time edition. Just to tell you real quick, we're hoping to have Billy McMullen next week. Talking a little football. We got Dr. Bobby Stokes talking a little basketball, and our friend Jody Smith, Dr. Jody Smith. I'll get to the official title out there with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Next week's show at our regular time, 6 o'clock. Seems like it's been a while since we were on at 6 o'clock. But 6 o'clock next Monday, which is the 18th of November, and I think we got Dr. O on the line right now, Frank, with the Ortho Injury Report. No, sorry. False alarm there, Hubba. False alarm. So we could talk a little bit about, you talked about Antonio Clary. He was on crutches on the sideline, which concerned me a little bit on Saturday night.
It's the same thing he's been dealing with. Clary plays the safety position next to Jonas Sanker, and Sanker was the defensive back of the week for the ACC. And I maintain that Sanker always plays better when Clary is back there with him.
Well, if he plays better than he did Saturday, he's going to really play well.
Well,
because he had a pretty good game.
Clary played until late in the game, and then he had to go out. Clary has two knee issues. One is a sprained knee, and the other issue, somehow he got some kind of infection. Now, I don't know if they had to perform some minor procedure and there was an infection. I don't know enough there. UVA doesn't give you any kind of information. You almost have to become, you know, James Bond and go undercover to go get some.
They're clearly tight-lipped about that as much. And I'm sure they think that's an advantage not to give out a whole lot of information about who's hurt, who's going to play, and so forth.
They hide behind HIPAA. It has nothing to do with the opponent. They used to have at the ACC, by Thursday or Wednesday, you had to release information about your injured players.
So they got rid of that?
They got rid of that some years ago, and I think it's not for the better because, you know, today the gambling public, which is larger than it has ever been,
maybe a problem,
is now incentivized through, we'll call them agents, to find out information.
Yeah, and if they get something inside scoop or something like that.
Yeah, and so people are selling information now to various news entities that feed it to the sports books.
But anyway, for the HIPAA thing, all you got to do is get the player to sign a form and you're good to go.
Right. So let's talk about the players. One thing that we did notice on Saturday night, Sadarian Harrison, a wide receiver with lots of skills, got to play, and he threw that wide receiver pass to Anthony Calandria, and it was a beautiful pass.
Yeah, was he a quarterback in high school or something?
He threw a good ball there. He threw a splendid ball. I don't think they need to play him more. Corey Thomas, who is from Pittsburgh and loved making fun of that shark thing at the end of the game, Corey Thomas, number three, caught the big interception. He has overcome some ding-up injuries, and Virginia needs him. He needs to really come through. He's a fifth-year player. In these last three games, they may have to play him at safety because of the injury
to Clary.
All right, now one thing that is really good is Chris Tyree he was targeted like for five passes, caught four, did a lot with the ball when he did catch it. He looks to be getting healthy at the right time. And wouldn't it be a great story if Chris Tyree, this coming Saturday at 3:30, has the game of his Virginia career against his old team.
You got to think he's going to be motivated.
I think he will be motivated. Cam Robinson, I think, is playing dinged up. That's a knee, I think, maybe a slight shoulder. Kobe Pace looked great, and he's a tough guy. I was very impressed with his work. J.R. Wilson, are you ever going to get healthy again? We need J.R. Wilson. Where is jersey number 6? The other player I'm looking for is
Trell Harris. That fragment removed from his knee a couple of weeks ago, but I think they're expecting him to get back, but I guess there's some conversation whether they might play him one more game and redshirt him.
I don't think so. He's Trell Harris. They need him back. This team is playing for that 6th win, and a 6th win
would be huge for this team and the program.
For him, for his teammates, and for the program. Harris had a bone spur that had to be arthroscopically removed, and shoot him up. How about they used to shoot you up?
They did.
And listen,
it was a different era.
I played in a tennis match once, shot up, and I was like, thank God I did. I played with the best matches of my life.
It feels good while you're playing, but after the game can be a problem.
Yeah, a lot of swelling. All right, we're going to head to break. We come back on the other side. We get to talk about the UVA basketball team and the ACC and all of NCAA hoops with good friend Dan Bonner. Stay with us.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? We're rolling again. Segment three. It's been a good show so far. We missed Dr. O. I think he was meeting with a patient. We're going to try to circle back towards the end of the show to give him a few minutes. Give us a little bit of update on some of the injuries. Meanwhile, Hobbo's got his old teammate on the line, I think.
Yeah, a teammate of mine, a terrific guy, a strong. He was an actual student athlete back in the day. You know, he qualified to get in the University of Virginia. Very strong academically.
Like you.
He was just like you. That's right. He was a co-captain his senior year and, of course, was the UVA women's coach for a couple of seasons and has been a basketball analyst for a number of years. Let's put it that way, Dan. How you doing?
30 some years.
I was going to say decades.
Come on.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing fine, Hobbo. And if you really want to know, the number is 45.
No, Come on, 45.
45. Your jersey number was 43, wasn't it?
Right. Well, this is my 45th year doing television, and of course I did 2 years of Virginia radio before that. So
wow.
It has been a couple of decades.
Yeah, well, a veteran analyst. Are you doing a game tonight? I didn't even ask you. Are you doing a game tonight?
No, Hob. The first game that I have is not until the 26th of this month.
Okay. All right. Well, you get a chance to spend a little time with your lovely wife. We had Parkhill on last week. I asked him this question, too. Were you surprised by Coach Bennett's retirement?
You know, Jim, I don't really think so. Having talked to Tony, having done a number of Virginia games, and you talk to Tony, he was always very good with his time. And, he just was concerned about the way things were going and didn't know whether he wanted to continue. And the only thing that I found remarkable about it at all, and I'm not sure it's remarkable, is the timing of the whole thing.
Yes.
But if he did it in the spring, then they have a national search for a coach and all the players leave. And so this way, it sort of forces everybody's hand. And I don't think I'm not sure that he was even thinking about that, but now everybody, they get to see how it is without Tony, but they have most of the players, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, that leads to the follow-up question. How difficult is it for Coach Sanchez to take over when he did?
Well, I think it's difficult. I think that, you go through, and it's not like the old days, Jim, when you and I were involved, that the basketball goes on year-round, and the coaching staff is working with each other. It's working with the players year-round. And so it's, I think that it's an adjustment for everybody. It's not just an adjustment for the players, but it's an adjustment for that coaching staff. Everybody now on that coaching staff has a little bit different role, and their relationships are a little different. And so I think it's difficult. It's not impossible, but it's a hard thing to do.
And, one of the challenges, even if Tony had stayed, is they have a lot of new faces on this team. Now, I think that's the nature of college athletics and college basketball. Now, I've joked, you got to buy a program when you go to a game just to figure out who's on the roster. But a lot of new guys. How do you see the Virginia team at this stage?
It's so early, Jim, and obviously that they already had one game. They got another game tonight. The one thing about basketball in this day and age, the way we do our metrics, the net and that kind of stuff, the NCAA was trying very hard to make every game count, and I think they overdid it. Coaches really need time in every coach, not just Ron Sanchez in his situation. You need time to fit your pieces together. You need time to develop your players. And now you're in a situation where if you lose a game early in the season, everybody's, they're not going to make the NCAA tournament, even though the damned NCAA tournament isn't until March.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
What about the ACC? Obviously, Duke, Carolina looked to be the cream of the crop. Virginia, before the coaching change, was picked by the media number five. Is that where you see them at the moment? Although, as you said, it's really early and we don't have a good handle.
It's hard to tell. Number five doesn't sound outlandish to me. I think, Clemson lost a lot, but they, based on everything I read and see, that they might have a pretty good team back. Wake Forest, certainly. They had a big win against Michigan. And so they might be an interesting team. Louisville, I'm not predicting that they'll contend in the ACC, but they're the poster child for the kind of team you're talking about, Hob. In this day and age, every single player they have is new, along with their coach. So, I don't know. You need this time, and that's, I'm actually happy I'm not working until later on in the month, so I can sit down and I can watch and I can sort of evaluate. But I think aside from North Carolina and Duke, the ACC is really up for grabs.
Dan, I was at the game last week. I think it was Wednesday night. One of the things I noticed, Virginia has significantly more scorers this year than they did last year. If Reese Beekman and Ryan Dunn had had, you know, Kofi and Sharma and some of these guys and Sanders, Virginia would have been a team fighting to go to, like, the Elite Eight. I mean, these guys are players. Whether you can mold this new group without such a reliable point guard and a commanding presence, and Reese Beekman was, in fact, just that, I think that's the trick for Sanchez. He's got his hands full. His, you know, Jason Wolford, Brad Soderberg, and all the other coaches, they've got to find a way to blend in all this talent. I like watching them. They're fun to watch, but I will say this. Alex Rohde is not a point guard. They need to go ahead and play Day-Day Ames, and they need Christian Bliss to come off injured reserve and get on the court because he actually is a good point guard in his youth. Here's my question to you. Blake Buchanan, you've seen him now for some time. To me, he still fumbles the ball too much. I don't know. How can you teach a player to catch the ball cleanly and go up strong, or get a rebound and hang on to it strong, or to take one or two dribbles and go up to the hoop and keep that ball, you know, secure? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I think a lot of that just involves maturity and strength. I watched the game the other night. I've watched it a couple times now. And Buchanan, it looks to me like he's better than he was last year, but he still doesn't look like he's as strong as you would like your post guy to be. You'd like a guy that you can throw the ball and he's going to turn to the basket, and even if he gets fouled, he's got a chance of scoring. So he's still a young guy. You know, just because he's in his second year doesn't mean that you know, he's learned everything there is to know, even though that's what we expect now. I think it's just a matter of growth and development and maturity and gaining strength. And, you know, those coaches are working with him. So it's not like they can see the same thing that you see. The one thing that he has to do, he absolutely has to do, is he's got to make his free throws.
Yes.
Because it's clear he's going to get fouled. And, you know, we're talking about a Virginia team that was 355th out of 360 last year in free throw shooting. And on the year, they shot better free throws than they did the other night. And so that's a place where, you know, your big guy inside, you know, he might have a tough time catching the ball and he might lack strength, but boy, he's got to get on that free throw line and he's got to be money from the line. And
yeah,
at the moment, he's not.
I love big guys that can make free throws, and I like guards that can make jump shots. And Mr. Bonner here was an outstanding free throw shooter back in the day. You know, he was a little deliberate. You know, he didn't get up there and fire it right away. But
he was in no hurry.
He was in no hurry, but he nothing but net when it went up there.
You know, it's funny, Dan. I remember when you played, and I enjoyed watching you. You were you were seemingly a glue guy. You were always reliable, and I knew the coaches knew what they were going to get every night when you were in the game.
You know who Dan is? Somewhat like Tane Murray. Tane Murray's a guy who goes out. He's not spectacular, but he's steady, doesn't make mistakes, makes the right pass, takes a shot when he's supposed to. And that was Mr. Bonner back in the day. Just a solid guy.
I thought you were a little too polite back in the day. You helped people up off the floor and stuff.
Well, that we were gentlemen, Virginia gentlemen back in
the
day.
We need more tough guys. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, how about that?
Frank and Hobo, that's very nice. You guys are obviously elderly and your minds aren't working. but Shelby Metcalf, the old coach from Texas A&M, once said that when he heard some guy was a great defender, that the first thing he shot is that guy can't. First thing he thought is that guy can't shoot, and so that was
well.
That
see,
that's be the definition of a glue guy, somebody who can't shoot.
Oh, hold on, you used to score like what 10, 11 points every game.
I was poor on the defensive end. I could shoot. You know, nobody ever claimed that I was a good defender. I will say that.
Were we overstating it there?
Well, Frank, the fact that you're using the verb play is overstating. you know, I think that it's saying that I was on the team. You know, that's a correct statement.
No, you're being way too humble now. Stop it, Dan.
A little too modest here.
Too modest.
Hey, how about the national scene? We saw Kansas play Carolina the other night. Obviously, the Jayhawks and Carolina are both in the top 10. Is it possible that Connecticut could win for a third straight time?
Well, that's always possible. Connecticut is, even with all the changes that go on every year in college basketball, they really have a nice program, and they've got some really good players. The Big East is going to be really good. The big kid from Creighton, Kalkbrenner, he scored, 42 the other night? St. John's has a really good team this year. So Connecticut is going to certainly be challenged in the Big East, but they were dominant last year in the tournament, and they were pretty dominant the year before. So,
Coach Hurley seems to be able to get them to play their best basketball in March and April, that's for sure. Real quick, we only have a minute or so left. Speaking of the Big East, Virginia has a game Friday night against Villanova. I took a look. I was surprised. Villanova lost to Columbia, an Ivy League team. And I guess some of the natives are restless up there in Philadelphia with the coach that succeeded Jay Wright. What do you hear about the Wildcats up there?
Well, I read the same thing. I've seen the same things you have, Jim, and that is they're struggling a little bit. And when you succeed Jay Wright and you don't win national championships, then the natives are going to get restless. And, heck, they're from Philadelphia. They're restless all the time anyway.
Yes, that's a good point.
But I think that's a good test for Virginia, because Villanova is going to regard that as a way that they can recover. And it's going to be a real challenge for the Cavaliers.
Hey, I did see where Wake Forest knocked off Michigan last night.
Uh-huh.
72-70. And it looks like Coach Forbes down there in Winston-Salem has got a decent team.
Well, going back to the media projection, they have Wake as third. But, Dan, we always appreciate the time, and we are certainly going to have you back as the season unfolds. You take care, and in the meantime, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that was Dan Bonner. We got the Olympic report, a look at the ACC football schedule, and we may have Dr. O for a few minutes following these commercial announcements or commercial messages. You're listening to Who's Talking. Please stay tuned.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, OrthoVirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Cure, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
It's certainly a great song for most of our listeners from the good old days. The Boss with Born to Run. All right. We got to run here because we got a busy segment here.
Absolutely. The Olympic Report brought to us by...
Yes, we need to do that. Our good friends at Fridays. Happy hour every hour at your 3 area RVA Fridays. Cool. In here, it's always Friday.
We'll be quick with this because Dr. O is on the line. Well, real quick, I don't know if we mentioned it yet, the SMU kickoff will be noon on, which is what, the...
I got it here.
23rd of November.
Yes.
So noon at Scott Stadium, the Mustangs in town. Olympic news, you know, you always get a nod from Ahabo. The volleyball team beat Virginia Tech twice in the same week.
In hold on, just days apart.
Yeah, it was...
I don't understand why that was scheduled.
Wednesday and Friday, one match was in Charlottesville, the other obviously in Blacksburg. Men's soccer. We saw the team at the stadium on Saturday night, which was pretty cool. They were sitting up there watching the football game.
They were focused. Did you notice that it was like the eye of the tiger? They weren't. There was no clapping. There was no tomfoolery. They were dialed into the game.
And they were there to play top-seeded Pitt and won on Sunday 2-0, so they advanced to the ACC semifinal, and they play Wake Forest on Thursday.
Down then, in Cary. They play in Cary, North Carolina.
ACC semifinals of men's soccer. And then last but not least, the Virginia field hockey team got an at-large bid to the NCAA championship. They will play Michigan on Friday out at Northwestern. So let's go to Dr. O here real quick.
All right, Dr. O, thanks for joining us. We figure you were operating earlier and saving somebody's ankle, knee, wrist, elbow, shoulder, something like that. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Y'all hear me okay?
We can hear you clear as a bell. Hey, congratulations for you and your Dukies. They beat NC State and Raleigh, and I saw about a third of that game on replay, and Duke was ready to go. They got a sack in the end zone for a safety to start the game, and they never looked back.
I mean, you like to see us start off that way, man. But anytime we're against one of our North Carolina partners, man, it's good to really show out for the community. So I was pleased, as you might imagine.
Well, obviously, Manny Diaz was happy. I think he bear-hugged about 150 people on the sideline during the game.
So is that their 7th win? Do they have 7 wins?
Let's see here. The Dukies are 7-3, 3-3 in conference.
No, he's doing a terrific job in
his
first year.
Now, the weird thing is they have a bye this week, and Are you glad they have a bye, or don't you kind of wish they had another game since they're on a roll again?
I wouldn't mind keeping some momentum, man, but there's nothing wrong with kind of bringing guys in and giving them a chance to rest. Well, but, yeah, I mean, to your point, man, Manny Diaz is a phenomenal coach, and we knew that, but, man, he's doing his thing.
He's built off of what Elko started.
Yeah, he did.
Let's be fair.
Yeah,
Elko got it turned right. I don't know how Elko was able to do so well so fast, but Manny Diaz knows the ACC.
Yeah, absolutely. He was in Miami for a number of years, and Duke's next game, a week after this, they play Virginia Tech at home Saturday night at 8 o'clock, ACC Network.
They got the Hokies. Talk about a big game for both schools. And then you guys close the season in Winston-Salem at Wake Forest. All right. One of the players that was able to play on Saturday night for Virginia and is a crucial player for Virginia, I believe he's jersey number 55. Hobo, check me on this. We're talking about our man, Brian Stevens, the center. Virginia is much better when Stevens is in the game.
You're right, 55.
He has a hip injury or hip issue, and somehow he was able to recover during the bye week, and he made a huge difference because Virginia, with him and both Ty Furnish in the game, played beautifully against Pitt. And have you heard anything about his hip issue? Which I just didn't know linemen got hip issues that young. I thought that would be something later, like in the NFL. But
well, yeah, it could be a combination of things. I mean, you will see some of these linemen get just like contusions over the hip. You hear them called like stingers or burners sometimes, and that's one thing. So. But then you can have something more internal going on inside the ball and socket of the hip itself.
Yes.
A lot of these young athletes will have something called impingement, where in the way their ball and socket is shaped tends to cause inflammation or even damage in the joint. But, you know, I'll tell you, in most cases, you can rehab through a thing like that and really put off any kind of intervention until later.
All right. We are going to have to leave it there. We want to thank you and Ortho Virginia for all that you do and have done. And we hope you have a great week, and good luck to you and your team, okay?
Same to you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Dr. O, thank you very much. We only have a few moments left. We probably should tie one big game this week, Clemson at Pitt. How do you see that?
Well, there's more than that, but Clemson at Pitt is a huge game. Pitt, suddenly, after being in the driver's seat just a few short weeks ago, is now got their back against the wall. Clemson is also got their back up against the wall. If Clemson, which I believe is number 17 in the college football playoff rankings, if they can somehow beat Pitt in Pittsburgh, I think that could put them back into the...
it's probably an elimination game. The loser of this game is probably out as far as the ACC title is concerned. Don't have a whole lot of time left, so let's go directly to Virginia-Notre Dame. How do you break it down?
Well, it's very simple. This is a battle of the trenches. I just double-checked the roster for the Irish, and, you know, 6'4", 295s, 6'5", 310, 6'5", 310, 6'5", 325, 6'6", 291, and their tight end is only 6'6", 280. For Virginia to have any chance at all, Virginia's D-line, and I don't care how many guys they take out there to South Bend, they need to play them all. I would rotate every player in there and try to beat them with quickness. You're not going to overpower guys that big.
Well, and turnovers could be a factor, too, if Virginia could be on the plus side of the turnover. But 3:30 Saturday, NBC will be watching and hoping for the best.
Well, Calandria's got to have a game of games. Anyway,
next week, 6 o'clock, don't forget, back at our regular time with Billy McMullen and Dr. Bobby Stokes.
Go Hoos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.